The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your...
Oh,
you are... Might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey, there's one!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale.
It's time to get it started on the most sensational, fantastical,
mathematical, practical. This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Hello, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for November 16th. No, I'm sorry. This is the 30th, 2010. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. Hey, don't laugh at me. With me, as always, my love, my girl downstairs, the burning of my lawyers, the tailor of fine armors, the baker of cookies, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, it's Elkman Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
Boy, I need to turn down my volume here in a second. My headphones.
Oh, I can't.
I know my headphone volume. Hold on, just blasting my eardrums out. If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can hop onto the in-game chat channel, guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Gentle's parodies, Elkwin's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elkwin?
Doing very good.
She says very good this time.
Why? You want me to say good?
Well, you're normally just like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, I got to laugh at you this, you know, so.
Yeah.
That's always good.
I see how you are.
I can't help it.
Look, I'm reading a thing on Notepad here that I have my opening shtick.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
yeah.
Now, and I just happened to forget to change the date. That's all.
Yeah. Well, you just want to eat turkey dinner all over again. Come on.
Yeah, that's it. Actually, I'm kind of turkeyed out right now. I'll be in the mood for it again around Christmas, of course.
I want to do a goose.
You sure about that?
I keep taunting to do a goose, but I always end up doing turkey.
Have you ever tried doing a goose?
No.
Okay, see, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You love pulling stuff on me before before you know whether or not I'm going to like it, and then I end up not liking it.
Okay,
so
fine. We will get sometime after Christmas, we are getting a goose. And
that's
we are
fine.
Going to do a goose.
That's fine. Sometime after Christmas, after my mom's gone.
Fine.
Get a goose.
Turkey.
Get a goose. We'll try it. If it's good, then we'll do it, next Christmas or something. I have never tried goose. I have no idea. And I'd rather try it on a day where you're not, you know, where the meal isn't the primary focus of the day.
I know, but it wouldn't be, well, okay, then fine. Next year, if you like it, then we'll do a Christmas goose.
That's
which
fine.
Which is kind of why I want to do one, is, you know.
Well, like I said, I don't have a problem doing one. I just... We've never tried one, and I don't want Christmas dinner to be a total flop, you know, especially if my mom's here. And, you know, just, we need to test it before we, you know, go all out on it when we have guests and stuff. That's all I'm saying.
See how you are?
Mm-hmm. Oh, heaven forbid, I just don't like surprises, especially when they're not the good kind. All right, we're going to try this Christmas goose. Yay! Yeah. How long is it going to take to cook that fucking turkey? Oh, you mean it'll be midnight by the time it's done? Boy, we really should have tested this out first. See, that's what I'm saying, hon.
You and food, you know? It's just...
I'm very picky about my food.
You're very picky.
And I'm very bizarre about my food. Like, I like tuna helper. You know, the tuna casseroles?
I can't handle it.
I love tuna casseroles. You can't handle it, at the same time, I don't like tuna melts.
And I like grilled tuna.
And you love tuna melts.
I do. I don't know what it is. You know, it's still, it's warm tuna in a different form. I just don't, I don't know.
Yep. So, you know, I'm very particular about my food.
Maybe it's the cheese, because I put cheese in it, you know, because it's not a tuna melt without cheese. Did you know that there's morphine in cheese?
There's morphine in cheese?
Yes.
I was unaware of that.
Yes.
Where did you find this out at?
Someplace, I don't know, some one things that I read. But there's minute amounts of morphine in cheese.
I was unaware of such things.
And it usually kicks in about 20 minutes after you eat it.
Hmm.
You know.
Well, all right then.
So you get a little euphoria when you eat cheese.
Maybe that's why, you know, when people are into cheese, they're really into cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean?
It's because of the minute amounts of morphine in it.
Interesting.
It occurs naturally in cheese.
Hmm.
I guess because it's aged the way it is with the spores or whatever. But yeah.
Shizuka on the Antonio Bale server says maybe we should be maybe you're buying your cheese from Biff behind the high school down the street.
No, it's probably one of those things I read on Gizmodo.
They have weird and interesting facts sometimes, yeah.
Yes, and that was one of them. And another interesting fact is, do you know humans cannot walk, drive, or anything else in a straight line if they're blindfolded?
Hmm.
It is impossible for us to do it.
Interesting. Well, it's because we're...
If we can't see points to guide us, for one reason or another, we will start leaning one way or the other, and we will go in a friggin' circle. Tighter and tighter circles.
Interesting.
So. Dogs can't look up. I don't know. Harry's eyeballs look up.
Yeah, our dog looks up. I don't see where that dogs can't look up thing comes from. Well, actually, wait a minute. Think about it. He looks up. He raises his head. Does he actually raise his eyes?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
I've seen him raise his eyes.
You sure?
Yes.
I don't know. I always thought it had something to do with the ridges over their eyes. I mean, they're right above them. So maybe they can't, you know, maybe they can't look up. I don't know. Yes, I know it's a Shaun of the Dead reference. You know what? Try that with Harry. Call Harry over to you. hold his schnoz and snap your fingers above his head. And see if his eyes will go up. I'm pretty sure I have seen him look up.
Going up.
Clorny says that
he's not wanting to do it.
Oh well, I'm sure I've seen him look up. And Clorny says that they've seen a dog, flat on the ground looking up like. So.
It's the rolling of the eyes.
Right. So, I don't know where that dogs can't look up thing started, but... Yeah, Xanadi says yes, they can, too. So, I don't know where Shaun of the Dead got this from, but not true.
Just, I'm going to throw this out there because it'll be a while before somebody answers. If you're in Kelothan and you want to move to a different city, who in the hell do you go talk to? I've looked just about everywhere that I could think of to look.
Well, Zan has a complete betrayal guide.
I know. I'm just wanting to see if somebody knows before I go digging into Zan. I'm trying to get... I've decided that I have a house in Kelton.
Mm-hmm.
Green Knoll Platform. Biff behind the high school. He sells cheese too.
Biff behind the high school.
Near the Green Knoll Platform. Used to be the guy at Green Knolls. That's where But yeah, they moved him, and I don't know where, or, okay. And I've been looking.
Well, I'm going to send you the link by Yahoo here. I got the
Only thing. Ramp in California. Yeah, well, I'm on the ramp. Is he over by the ramp now?
There you go.
Because I've been down to Green Knoll.
Yeah, if you go to...
Oh, there he is. I see him. Never mind. He is over where the pet merchant is, and the adorning merchant, and the tinkering merchant.
Okay.
Sort of that little second platform drop down from where the platform with the ramp is, and the other housing.
And that's Ambassador
Gibrion. Yeah, little twig guy running around usually around here.
That's Gibrion, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so making sure you weren't going to the evil betrayal guy.
No. I'm going to Hallis.
Okay. Yeah, you just need to speak to him, and then you speak to the girl in Hallis, and then boom, you're transferred over.
I did that the other day. I was needing something from Kinos on Elquin.
Hmm.
One of them from one of the factions, and I was like, oh, fine. So I switched back to Keldon. It was very easy and quick. Okay.
Hmm.
So, not to Keldon, to Kinos from Hallis, because I had my waypoint there. Just because it allows me to get around a lot faster all over the place. So
you're buying the point.
Yeah, so I still live in one place, and my buying point's in another, and yeah, okay. So anyway, I got my faction item and promptly changed my ass back to Hallis, because I like my buying point there.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran in the other day, and I went, oh, damn, you know, I need something else from one of the faction merchants in Kinos, from the Kinos cards. So I went to go change back again. Whoa, it wasn't so simple this time. I had to go do the little pick up the trash quest and go run around with the guards.
Hmm.
Well, they may have a limit of how many times you can go swappy. You know?
I don't know.
Before they make you do something.
I haven't gone good city to good city in a while. So it is possible.
But I have this house in Kelton that has just been my...
Storage
for everything Frostfell, and I do mean everything. And since Frostfell's coming again,
mm-hmm.
and we have the Hallis houses, and I kind of wanted a Hallis house. I was thinking the other day, you know, why should I maintain a house in Kalathan anyway? Because I really don't go there, and if I have to, I have my Stein, and it's sort of a pain in the ass to, you know, run stuff over to that house. And I thought, mm-hmm. you know, why not take my little alt, Angel Light.
Yeah.
Angel Light came with me from EverQuest 1, by the way, because I had a little mule alt by the same name. I move her to Kala, to Hallis, and just make the little Christmas house out here. It's all snowy. Fits. Mm-hmm. Frostfell.
Yep. Nothing wrong with
it
that.
It works. So, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm running her up in Hallis, and I'm going to be at least moving her at least tonight. I'm not decorating again. Oh, God. I'm done with the Mismore Craig Manor Estate decorating. I'm like... This is... After 7 years of quests and heritage quests and world events and such, and collecting books and paintings,
you got a lot of stuff.
Yeah. You know, I don't go in for the, well, in other words, taking objects to build other objects. You know, I don't do a whole lot of that. I'm usually using stuff that I have gotten. I would say, you know, the bulk of my stuff is bulk books, okay, and then paintings, and the rest of it is all quested items. So maybe, you know, 10% of the stuff that's in my house is 10 to 15%, maybe, is crafted or bought type items. I don't know if I should throw in there. When I say bought, I mean like faction items too. I think
right.
Way of putting it too. And I'm at 850 items. And I bought the $200 space extender from Station Cast. I bought the 100 item extender player made, which gave me 900 spots. I have really no room for growth. If there's any more books or paintings or world events and I get items, I'll be back to where I started before. I'll have a full house with no place to put them.
And honestly, and we're going to talk more in depth on the ins and outs of this kind of thing next week, but seriously, these larger houses really needed more space. I understand why.
I would have been happy with 100 more to make it an even 1,000 by the time you got the extra extenders.
Yeah.
Because that would have left me 150 item room count left over for growth. You know?
Yep.
And I could even pay to have another Station Cash extender if they would let me stack the stupid thing.
Hmm.
You know, I'm willing to pay just to have some breathing room.
Right.
And I don't want to have to go through the fact of, okay, I have this new item that I quested for and I think it's neat and I want to add it to my house, but so I'm going to have to eliminate something. And you've been there. I don't use a whole lot of items. You know, I don't have a bunch of floor tiles. You know, I opted for bigger rugs instead of floor tiles in an area because I used less of them. Even though I went and I worked my butt off to get the squares, it just didn't work. I mean, we used 12 floor tiles compared to what? No, 4 rugs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the only thing that I went and got creative with was the staircase.
Yeah, with the books. But the books that you're using don't take space.
No, they don't count towards the house limit, which allowed me to be a little bit creative.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I've
been to some other people's houses, and they're really good. But I noticed they're using a lot of the same items, and, you know, they're building things. And I don't know why, but a lot of people are increasing the size of their items to offset the size of the place.
Well, you know, that's like what I was talking about when this thing first came out. It seems to me the scale of the house is just off. It's like it's built for an ogre or even bigger. You know? I don't know. It just seems to be too large.
It is a copy of what Miss Moore is.
Right.
And it's fairly big.
And Miss Moore, of course, is built for, like, you know, hunting and stuff. You want to be able to scroll back and see what's around the corner and stuff. But
if they made it to, if, I mean, maybe, I don't know if they could make it scale up smaller and, because the staircases aren't that big.
Yeah.
They're normal size staircases.
Right. So, yeah, that would screw up the staircases, definitely.
So, you're in this building and they've got, I mean, it's, you know, they've got a dining table and a bar, and it's really cool, and I'll have to get their name after I get her switched over and stuff. Yep, it was just that simple. Yep, and I have my call of Hallis. Just that easy.
There you go.
But I swear if I go to switch again, it's going to be a pain.
It might. I think every time I've tried going to Kinos, they've asked me to do the garbage quest.
Well, at one time I was just boom boom, but yeah. I hadn't done it in a long time, so you might get a reprieve.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the size of the houses, so this guy's got this wonderful layout, and like I said, I'll get his name as soon as I get her switched over, and I'll jump back to Elkwood. But these items he's increased to the point where I feel like I'm a fae standing next to a chair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I couldn't even see over the bar, and I know Elquin's a short elf, a wood elf, but
I think I scaled it too big.
Just like a lot. So it's just
yeah.
And I think mine's decorated nicely. I mean, the only thing that I increased in size was the paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And the tapestries. Because I have such large walls to deal with, and that's fine. But everything else, I didn't really increase all that much.
Right.
you know, normal items. I think I might have tweaked a few here and there, but, you know, nothing really. Let's see.
Well, I liked when yours came out. I'm also done mine. I also blocked off two of the areas.
Yeah, and that's another thing. The person that I was looking at, they did too. They blocked off the room that I used for my library.
Really?
And
I like that.
They blocked off that other, that normal room up there, but you could take a teleport into it. And they did not break outside.
Hmm. Well, maybe they didn't know how.
Possibly. I don't know. But they have a snowy balcony and stuff. So, anyway. Uh-oh. I guess I should I should get some money out of the bank. How much does it cost to buy one without status? Let's see.
I don't know.
Okay. A couple plat. I transferred... put some money in my shared account. That's the broker. I don't want to talk to him. God, all these smelly animals. Everybody's on their mounts around this banker area, and it's just like, and I'm short, and all I see is...
Warg butt.
Warg butt, yes.
Warg
butt. Lots and lots of warg butt all over the place. Okay.
Yeah, so if,
so if
anybody wants to go see what Elkman's done, she's in the Mistmore Crag Estate in Freeport. That's South Freeport, right?
South Freeport.
Jethel's Crag Estate, which is also done, is in the Crag Estate in South Kinos. And both are open to the public. You can come on in, take a look.
No, I'm just popping into mine. Okay, she's here. I'm going to pop back to the Elk when I'll get you the name of that person.
Yeah.
And I'll worry about breaking out and decorating this place much later. I'm going to be selling probably a lot of my old Frostfell stuff because I stockpiled crap. Figuring, I'll make a bunch of this and I'll sell it later. Well, now's later, and...
people are going to be able to make it in a couple weeks.
But you never know. There might be a market for some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Won't know until I try.
Yeah.
So I'm hopping back to Elkwyn, and I'm going to pop over to my manor.
All right. Now, I say we're going to talk more about the complexities of adding more space to the houses and stuff, because next week we have a guest.
Yes.
Next week we have a guest, and that will be... da-da-da-da... Hrothgar. Lead programmer for EverQuest 2 will be here on the Jethel Silverwing Show.
That's Greg Spence.
Who's
been doing his own housework.
Oh, yes, the Christmas lights.
God, yeah. Can we get links to those on Kithacor
so people can check
it out?
I was going to put links up for the announcement of the show next week, but...
Okay. Yeah, he's got them programmed to a couple songs now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got that computer the computer lighting control where he can set it up to animate to a song, well, multiple songs in this case, and it just looks fantastic.
It's a start.
Yeah, you know what?
We'll find out exactly how many lights he used. I know there was amount.
Well, we will find out next week during the show. And I need to take a little bit of a break here. Do you want to talk? You want me to throw on a song?
No, I'll go ahead and talk.
Okay, I'll be back in a few minutes.
So I'm going to go pop over to my house, and then I'm going to sneak out. I've noticed that in Freeport, they were really nice, because if you pop out of the Freeport skiff or the estate, if you pop out right where the entrances are at, there's nasty guards that do walk by. So what they've done is they've put the pop-out point over by the gate... I forgot what zone. We'll find out here in a second. I'm zoning right now. So you don't get your butt kicked. Or if you have people over that are not Freeport friendly, don't get their butt kicked. So I thought that was pretty cool. Took me a while to figure out where in the heck I got ported to. Also see if I crash or not. Every once in a while when I'm logging into my estate, I will run out of memory. And I know it's because I have a lot of items. So today's the last day to do the hero quest, the hero festival quest. I mean, I did them. You can do you can repeat the flyer one in either town. I went and did the other quest for the glass. I actually got the evil Freeportian dark chipped celebration cup. The difference between the two is that the one from Freeport is a pretty red with gold, and ours, Kino's one, I think it was white with gold or something. Okay, so I'm going to still invis up and sneak out of here for a second so I can tell you of that other person's name, who has a house that's well worth looking at in South Freeport. He has a fantastic dining area, bar area. Loved the way he, you know, his use of items in the halls, in the staircases and stuff. Very nicely done. And he's got the balconies turned into a snow scene. So, okay, I'm out and I'm going to ride back over.
Okay, I'm back.
You're back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was just saying that for the most part, when I'm riding back to my place,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's guards, sometimes they're not. Now, let's see if I can remember the person's name. Nicholas, I believe.
That sounds familiar. I think I know him. But let me know when you're in there, and I will pop over.
N-I-C-O-L-O-S. Nicholas. I'm going to go visit his place and make sure it's the right one.
All right. Let me know, and I'll pop over with the vet call so I can see what you're talking about.
I mean, I think it's great. It's just, I don't know. It's just the increased size of items really throws me off. But it fills the room, and it looks good for the room, but when you put a person next to it, it...
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he's an ogre.
That's what I was thinking, possibly. You know? Well, people either decorate to be creative...
What
create scenes, or they like me. I decorate to be functional as far as a house place, to pretend live place. You know. Yep, it's here. I did borrow his little idea of having a person at the front entrance, where his sales crates and stuff are.
Oh,
he's got a girl, I got a guy.
According to EverQuest2.com, he's a wood elf.
Really? A wood elf in Freeport? Not the only one.
Oh, no, there are lots of them, actually. Just not mine. Are you already in the thing?
I'm in his place. Yeah.
Okay. Your health bar looks like you're zoning.
No, I'm in. Teleport. It's really strange.
Teleport 2 open.
Yeah, he's made use of Breath of Nox.
What is that?
It's a, I believe it's a faction item on the Freeport side, possibly. And it's a lamp, per se.
Ah.
And then he's got a lot of fealty to Freeport statues in use. He's made use of the, those look like Nariak banners up there. Oh, wow, he was able to get something up. I noticed I had problems getting stuff up to the ceiling, but he's got a thing up there that's pretty good. Yeah. His house is in South Freeport.
Nicely done. The entryway, anyway. I'm heading upstairs. Now, see, I like what you did with your teleport pads. You put them inside of the druid rings.
Yeah, and he has taken the ornate raised platforms. These guys, guys.
Which are available through the Paneel faction. Or I should say the Kwa'u, whatever the hell it is.
And he's put his ports in those.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of the pre-made bookcases in here.
No, he didn't block this off. He just put a door.
It was blocked off the other day.
Well, it's open now.
Now he's got it open. Oh.
Wow. Looks nice in here.
He's got a big garden in the round room where I've put my
library.
Yeah, he's got
this
grass, nice. Flowers, and I'm stuck in the flowers. Oh, no. And there's butterflies.
And he made a hot tub out of the Kinos round counters, and this is the Castellum tub, I think. Yeah, the Castellum bathtub. This looks nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big bathtub. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Oop, there we go. Stuck there for a second.
Kinos round counters.
Mm-hmm.
You put two of them together, and the hot tub and then the regular bathtub in the center. I may have to borrow that idea.
And the room and the room up here now has a door, too.
Oh, okay. So he's opened up stuff since last time.
Well, this is nicely done. He's got his bedroom up here.
Well, maybe the doors just didn't open for me. I don't know.
It's nicely done.
I tried them.
But like you were saying, everything is ogre-sized.
Well, wait till you get to the other side. Yeah, those doors wouldn't open for me last time.
Hmm.
But yeah, everything in here is really big.
Oh, yeah. It's freaking huge. It's freaking huge!
But his fireplace is about normal. My fireplaces are a little on the large side.
Hmm.
So.
Let's see here. I'm over on the other side here.
And he's got lots of pictures. He's got
tons of
pictures.
I really like the way he has this set up.
Yeah, I do too.
Very nice. But, of course, like you said, everything is freaking huge! Oh my god, what are these? A stack of Coldain plates. Where the hell did those come from?
Those are from the Iron Forge faction, I believe, in Butcher Block.
Hmm.
I think.
No, they're handcrafted.
Really?
I don't think I've seen them before. Yeah, let me link those in the.
Yeah, I've heard of them, but I.
He's got those in his armoire.
If they were actually made,
oh, it's a quest line in Hollis.
Okay.
According to Domino.
All right.
Of course, Domino know these things.
They're not player made. Okay, I thought that was Iron Toe, but I was wrong. So yeah, he's got this big, huge bar. I'm afraid, hon.
Hmm.
I can fit on one of the plates up here.
Oh, maybe he's a cannibal giant.
This is not good.
He's a cannibal giant, I know it.
But you said he's a wood elf.
He's a wood elf cannibal giant.
I guess so, because the plates are big enough I could fit on one. That's a little spooky.
Hmm. And yeah, I like his balcony here. It's all wintry and stuff. And yeah, it's nice. Now see, here's a tip for people that I figured out when doing the new Frostfell room in the Kithacourt Guild Hall. If you get one of these snowdrifts, make it as big as you possibly can, raise it up to about ceiling level, and then use the house layout tool to flip it upside down. You can't see it.
Yeah, it really looks nice out here. He's got the Nariak street lamps out here, which look really nice on this balcony. They really fit well.
You know, honestly, for being from Nariak and stuff, they honestly look kind of Christmassy with the snow around them and stuff.
Those are the ones that you can get from the City Festival, I believe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can go over here to get out of the friggin' snow. But still, the bench is huge.
It's friggin' huge.
I mean, really.
Just like Brass's thirst for ale. It's friggin' huge.
But it's a very nice house.
Yes, very. I like it.
So, you know, if you're over here just to see mine, pop out and visit Nicholas.
Nicholas. Spell that for people. He's over here in South Freeport. Nick. Nicholas. Whoop. Nope. Missing in.
Are you going to do it or you want me to do it? Now, he's used the extenders too. Okay, because his is 900 items. But he's only used 763, so I have 100 on him. Then he's got some in a crate, too.
He's got a lot of stuff.
He's actually got 800 and something in here, but only part of it counts. Like, I have over 1,000 something items in mine, but only 800 something items count.
That looks rather nice.
Oh, yeah.
Looks good. Did a good job.
These aren't too bad. I mean, I still have to jump up on them. I was noticing the other day that on the, what was it? Was it the love? One of the benches I had a sit command on it. When you right mouse click on it. I tried it and it says you don't feel like sitting at the moment.
Yes,
up here on the intricate wrought bench from the Shard of Lud, if you click on it, you have examine and sit. If you click sit, you don't feel like sitting right now.
Yeah, I think some of the devs are experimenting with the sit thing.
I like it though.
It's just not available yet.
That's fun. Yeah, he's made use of the nooks and crannies, and he's got tapestries on the walls and stuff. See, I don't do a lot of redundant. He's got three of the tapestries from Night of the Dead. Hang on, I'm trying to get close enough to examine one.
Yeah, when I
can't remember the name.
Yeah, when I did my Craig Estate, I got rid of all duplicates. Unless we're talking about, like, chairs.
I'm right up on top of it and so big I can't examine. It's the one with the moon and the bats. You guys got to know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, I got one right here. Hold on a second.
But he's got three of them on now, so I don't have a whole lot of duplication as far as items in my place. I eliminated that, too. I figure if I have, a Ghoulish Knight tapestry, I figure if I got one of something, that's fine. Because I can't. I mean, if I have three of this one, then I won't be able to display one of the other ones that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I do my Frostfell house, since it's not going to be containing all my quested items over the years, 6 years, really, I might be a little more creative. Because I know I have lots of stuff. Lots of baubles, lots of trees, lots of food, lots of packages, lots of saxicole.
Lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff. So we'll see.
Okay. So yeah, if you want to come by and see the houses, Elkins in South Freeport, I'm in South Kinos. And that's pretty much all we can say about the houses at this point. All right.
Still impressed that you got one. After you said that you weren't going to.
Now.
Oh, poor Dragon Rider. He came over to see my place.
Huh?
And I have one of those things from the Legends of Norrath cards, that button.
Oh, the death button, yep.
Yeah, he pushed it.
Nice. I got one too. Where the hell did I put it?
I got something cool the other day.
What's that?
I got this. I think that's cool. That's better than my other bow. That's better than the bow of the underfoot.
Bad link? Can't click on it. Try it again.
Hey, we'll try it again. I noticed if you don't make a space afterwards, doesn't usually want to work. Try that one.
Yeah, there we go.
That works.
Yeah,
I'll have to stick out and go get the stats off my bow of the other foot. It's up on my wall right now. Unless you got bow. No, you don't have the bow.
No, I don't have the underfoot.
But I think it was a good bow.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it really bad. I rolled 100 for it.
I guess you did want it bad, didn't you?
So yeah, I replaced the bow of the underfoot,
mm-hmm.
which is a heritage quest item, I believe. Yeah, because it's stuck on my wall. But then you showed me one you're working for.
Yeah, I'm attempting to zone right now. Hold on. But that's not the subject I wanted to move on to.
All right, fine. Where do you want to move on to? Because we can go back to it.
Well, we need to talk about a very special death this week. And not Abe Vigoda. Abe Vigoda is still alive. Leslie Nielsen, star of Airplane and the Naked Gun movies and the Naked Gun TV show. You didn't know that was a TV show before it was a movie, right?
No.
Yeah, it was. A lot of the same bits that were in the movie were in the TV show. But he died, what was it, Sunday?
Yeah, complications of pneumonia.
Pneumonia. So, no more Leslie Nielsen.
We were watching Airplane earlier.
Mm-hmm. Police Squad.
He was also in, he did a vampire movie, too. Which is funny.
He did a bunch of movie spoofs later in his career.
Yeah.
That really weren't that good. But still, it was Leslie Nielsen. That's the Red Light District. I wonder why he was going there. Sex, Frank? Not right now. We have work to do. Tana from the Guck Service says, Irvin Kershner died? Who is that? I don't know who Irvin Kershner is. New idea.
I don't recognize the name either.
Director of The Empire Strikes Back. Alright, director of The Empire Strikes Back and Leslie Nielsen. So I guess there won't be any Empire Strikes Back parodies going on. Now what else I have in my notes here? That's really the only two notable deaths that I was able to see, unless someone else has something. Now we do have a couple of birthdays going on this week. Oakman, are you there?
Yeah.
What was that all about?
I'm doing something. I'm still here.
Okay. Anyway, we got a couple birthdays going on this week. Darcy, otherwise known as Raven. I'm not sure what server she plays on, but we met her up at the fanfare. For anyone who went to the fanfare, she was dressed as a wood elf fury, I believe it was. She had a leather outfit, and she wore her elf ears the entire time. It's her birthday this week. And also, Cheddarella from the Legion of Kithagor. Her birthday is this week. She's on right now as Tat-Tat. Hello, Tat-Tat. And those are the only two that were mentioned in my Facebook page, anyway. But for you folks, congratulations on living another year. And here are the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
All right. So congratulations to Raven and Cheddarella. Birthday, birthday, birthday. Check out my other notes here. Notes. Well, I got the link for that bow that I'm working for.
Yeah, let's see it.
Let's see here. Oop, wrong channel. One sec. This is the one I'm working for.
Yeah.
Better stats. It's got, yours has a higher crit chance, though, but I just have multiple attack chance. And
yeah, but look at the agility on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the stamina.
Well, that's why I said better stats. see here. What is this follow through?
I don't know. That's the piercing damage over time.
Ah, yes.
Which is the same.
Mm-hmm. Same as on yours, yep.
I still think it's better, but and it looks good.
Yep. So that's the one I'm working for, and that comes from the Battlegrounds. I've been poking around the Battlegrounds lately. And I have a tip for anyone who wants to get involved in the Battlegrounds and get in on the sweet armor and stuff like that and the weapons that they have available. And the tip that I have for you is have a sense of humor. If you're going into the Battlegrounds, you have to expect that you're going to get your ass kicked. It's as simple as that. If you can't handle PvP, and I don't like PvP. I hate it with a passion.
Which is surprising that you're in there.
But if you really can't stand it and you're going to throw a fit, stay out of the Battlegrounds. Because I'm telling you, I've been going in there for a few days now, and I would say 3/4 of the time that I've been there, I've had my ass handed to me so many times. Just because, you know, I'm not a raider. You know, I think I'm pretty well equipped for the amount of time that I've put into the game. But I'm not a raider. And, I mean, let's face it, I'm getting slaughtered out there. And I'm taking it with a grain of salt, or with a teaspoon of sugar, however you want to put it. And I'm looking at it this way. And I had to tell someone who was in my group earlier today this. Think of it this way. Whether you win or lose, you're getting a token. If you win, you're getting 3. But whether you win or lose, you're getting a token. What the hell are you complaining about? Yeah, the other side might be overly matched, and you can go in as a raid or as a group, so you can choose your own partners and stuff as long as you're in the same server. But, who cares? It's a game. This guy was flipping out. This is bullshit! What the hell are you people doing? I'm having fun. Matter of fact, I got my ass handed to me so badly a few times in the last few days, I've made a hotkey that says, there's only one thing left to do. See how many times I can die before they reach 700 points. And then I just run in and just get slaughtered. Respawn back at my point, run back in, get slaughtered. And I just do it over and over and over again. Matter of fact, I've started using my wedgie button. I have a wedgie macro that does, you know, certain points of underwear damage. And then I perform a critical wedgie that does, like, triple. And I just started using that instead of drawing my weapons. I got a, you know, and someone in my group was like, what the hell was that? Like, I'm not even bothering to draw my swords anymore. They're killing me before I can cast anything.
Well, I think what's going on, you get the groups from the PvP servers who live, breathe, and die to PvP.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
This is their bread and butter, and when you go up against a group like that...
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna win. It's as simple as that. And, but, you know what? It's fun. As far as I'm concerned, just go in... You spend 10 minutes in a zone, and you get a token. If you can win and you get 3, more power to you. But I'm a little bit more than halfway to getting that bow now.
How many tokens does it take to get the bow?
Let's see. I think that one was 105 tokens. Let me check here. Yeah, 105 tokens, and then 1 plat, 8 gold. There is one that's a step down that's still better than what I have now. I'm gonna go ahead and link all these bows that they have. I'm not gonna link everything, but okay, this guy has 4 bows. And they're all decent looking bows. I think it's just a matter of what you want, because, you know, some of them have different stats to them and different effects. So it's a matter of which one do you want. But the one that I lean to is the most powerful one, as far as I can tell. And of course, it's the most it's the more difficult one to get. I think they all have the same graphic. Let me see. Nope, not quite the same. Not at all, actually. The Obliterator and the Deathbringer is similar. The Dreadnought Battle Bow is actually the same as the Ice Bow that you can get from the Icy Keep. But that's all the bows they have. And of course they have armor. So, you know, my goal is to get the bow. If I'm bored and I want to try for the armor, then so be it.
That Brutalic bow's got a neat look on it.
Well, it's just like the Raincaller, except it has a swirl of smoke around it.
Yeah, I kind of like the Brutalic bow too. Let's see. Yeah, the Deathbringer bow, you've got your crit chance.
Mm-hmm.
5%, 5%. Multiple attack, let's see. Higher agility, higher stats. What is PvP? Okay, the Brutalic bow has PvP potency too.
Yeah, it increases all your abilities by 2% when you're in PvP combat. So that one's specific for PvP combat. And since I really don't do it outside of the battlegrounds, I don't see any point to it. But yeah, there's armor and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know. Maybe I'll start going, because I need to increase some of my armor bits.
Yep. Most of the armor seems to be about from 70 to 90 tokens each piece.
Yeah.
And then 89 gold each. No, I'm sorry, from 70 to 110 tokens each. And again, there are three sets, and I'm not going to link them all. You can just go to your Sister of War armor merchant and check them out for yourself, because I'm pretty sure they're going to be different for each class. So, and I'm just seeing the Ranger stuff. And before I forget about it, the Legion of Kithacor is going to be having their Frostfell celebration. I'm going to mention it now, but it's not until the 14th. So we're going to have our Frostfell celebration in the Legion of Kithacor Guildhall on the 14th of December during the Gentle Silverwing Show. I figure Tuesday nights is usually the night when the most people are on, because they tune into the show, so why not?
You've got a place all decorated for that, too.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it might be changing, because I understand there's going to be a lot more decorations and furniture and stuff for Frostfell this year.
Yep. I can't wait for the sleigh. I got my reindeer all set up. Well, reindeer. I got my reindeer already.
Reindeer.
Yes. I have 8 tiny reindeer plus the one with the glowing nose that we got last year or the year before that or something.
Nice.
Yep, I just put my pineal bathtub in my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So we're good.
There you go.
Yes, I have a little bathroom area. And then I have a hot tub area.
Mm-hmm.
Kick on the fireplace here.
Alright.
I like my hot tub.
Well, I think...
I had to build steps on the side to get in. And it's a tapered tub. Okay, you didn't notice that, did you?
Yeah, I noticed.
So little Faye can get in on the sides, stay close to the sides, sit down and not drown. Bigger people could sit in the middle and sit, you know. That worked.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a music break.
All right.
And we'll talk more when we come back. We'll be back in about 10-15 minutes. The Gentle Silverwing Show, online gaming radio.
This is a Knoll. And this is a drunken dwarf getting his face eaten off by a badger.
Badger! Get it off my face! Oh! Oh! Badger attack!
You're listening to the Jet Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
All right, we are back.
Compared to being front?
Or side to side, that's right.
So, let me ask you some questions about Battleground.
Okay, go ahead.
Have you done what's the one that's the tinker type one?
The Gears of Clackinaw.
What do you think of that one?
Well, that's the one where you have a node in the center. It's kind of a swirling ball type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You got opposing sides on either side. You go in, it's kind of a capture the flag type of thing.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not capture the flag, actually. I can't think of what it actually is. But you go in, the thing's in the center, you go in, you grab it, and whoever has it is announced, and then they have a symbol above their head. So your goal basically is to kill him.
It's basically keep away.
Yeah, it's keep away. So you kill him, it drops in the center again, and then you have to get it, it just continues on and on. And I guess the more time, you know, more people are killed, and the more times you get the thing, you get points. And if you have the thing, then your points go up faster.
Now, how do you like that one?
That's the one I've been typically going to, actually. Mostly because it's the shortest one. Because you only have to get to 700 points on that one. That's the one where I just, you know, kept throwing myself in the middle of the enemy. Ah, kill me and get it over with, will ya?
Okay, so what's one of the other ones that you go to? Well, name another one.
Okay, that's the Gears of Clackinon. The next one is the Battlefield of Ganak.
Okay.
And that one's captured the flag.
So you have a place to put the flag.
Mm-hmm. So there's a flag on either side. Your goal is to go to your opponent's area, grab their flag, run it back to your side without getting killed, and then stand on the spot where your flag would be. After they've already taken it.
Okay. Yeah, how would you compare that one to the one you just mentioned?
It's long.
It's longer?
It's longer because, you know, once you bring the flag back to your area, it doesn't end. The people have a chance to go in, kill you, grab their flag back. But, you know, as long as you have your opponent's flag, your points go up faster.
But aren't they the same amount of time involved?
I don't believe so, because the Gears of Clackinon is like 10 minutes, I think. Battlefield of Gunback, I don't remember what the time was, but where Gears of Clackinon was 700 points, the Battlefield is like, God, I can't remember now. I know Smuggler's Den is 1,250.
Okay, what's Smuggler's Den?
Smuggler's Den is King of the Hill.
Okay, and is this still a group?
The Smuggler's Den is the raid.
Okay, but the first two were groups, right?
Okay, the first one, the Gears of Clackinon, is 6 versus 6.
Okay.
So two full groups.
Right.
The second one is two groups, 12-12.
Okay, so there's...
The Capture the Flag is 12-12. And if you just go to your EQ2 button, click on Battlegrounds, they have a description of each one right there.
I'm looking.
And you can throw yourself in the group. You can throw yourself into queue. You can throw your group into queue. Or you can make up your own raid.
Okay, and that the raid one is Smuggler's Den.
That's Smuggler's Den. There are four... I think this is four or five, but I think it's four. Four towers. Skull, Arrowhead, Lava something, and Crescent. You go in, there's a pad with a flag on it. The flag is white. You step on it, you step on the pad, and a little bar starts going with your color. You're either red or blue. And then once that bar fills, bum, 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 let's say you're in the blue group, it says, blue team has taken, you know, has taken Skull Tower. Now, the opposing team can come over, kick your ass, but they have to step on the pad, make the bar go down, and as soon as it goes to white, it'll say, you know, blue team has lost Skull Tower. And then it will start climbing back up with their color. So taking a tower is more difficult than claiming one to begin with. And the more people you have on the pad, the faster the bar goes. But that also means that's less people guarding the other towers. So if you're taking your entire raid over to one pad, you know, you're tossing 24 people onto the pad, zip, that bar's going to move real fast. But in the same time, they could be taking one of your other towers. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, from what I can tell, the best strategy for this is to have one group at each tower defending each one of them. And then there's a center tower. The center tower is a pain in the ass. Center tower, the pad is at the top of the tower, not at the base like the other ones. And there's an elevator to go up. Of course, if your opponents have already taken the tower, more than likely they've left a battalion there, and as soon as you get to the top, you're getting your ass kicked, because they were waiting for you, and they can target you by looking down the shaft. So yeah, you're pretty fucked.
So if a raid goes in there and one raid group takes two towers, and the other raid group takes two towers, and they're split their people up on the pads, do each group or raid group get points at that point off of their towers?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't they just do that?
Well, there won't be a tie. I mean, you can have two, they can have two, and someone has to have the center.
Oh, so they can fight over the center, basically.
So someone has to have the center, and it's not, and it's like the Plane of Sky. They're islands. So it's not like you can just, you know, run to any one of them that you want to. You got to go around a circle around the center.
Wow.
So it's interesting. I think honestly, the Smuggler's Den is probably the most fun.
So win or lose, you still get a token out of all
yes.
of them, right?
Yes. Win or lose, you get one token, and you can go around and see what they call the Scions of Discord, who are little gnomes. And once a day, they'll give you a mission.
Oh.
Once a day, they'll give you a mission that's not going to be for the same place each time. One of them wants you to... one of them is called a Carnage Appraiser. The Carnage Appraiser wants you to kill as many people as possible. I think it's 40 people. I think it depends on which zone you're going to. If they're sending you to the raid one, they want you to kill 40 people. If they want you to do it to one of the other ones, I think it's only 20.
Have you ever done it?
Yes.
Really? Was it that hard to kill that many people?
The first one, it wasn't, but that was the Gears of Clackanon, the six versus six.
Yeah.
That wasn't so bad, because, you know, death is just bang, bang, bang. In the larger raid one, there's such a large area, you may not come across that many people, and if you do come across that many people, you're going to get your ass kicked.
So this is per person, I mean, not a group. I mean, if your group kills a person, you don't get a credit for it.
From what I've seen, as long as you're involved in the battle. As long as you're involved in the battle, you'll get credit for it. Like this one here, I have Smuggler's Slaughter. That's the one for the Smuggler's thing. I only got 11 out of 60 on that. But I can go back into Smuggler's Den and do it again.
And oh, that's not bad.
Not do it again, but continue it.
Right. So you could probably walk away with three tokens per day.
Four.
I mean, just flat out doing one each and then the little things.
Oh, yeah. If you don't win, yeah.
That's not bad.
If you don't win, you can walk away with four tokens. Well, at one time. And then you just continue getting yourself into queue. I mean, you can do this every 10
minutes. Okay, wait a minute. That would probably be 5 tokens, okay? There's 2 missions, right?
Right. Two missions and 3 instances. So yeah, you can get 5, but then you can go back into the instances. You can do those as many times as you want.
Okay, but you're looking at 5 right off the bat.
Minimum, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's not too bad. You're telling me the number of little tokens you need there. That's, you know, I think that's about equivalent to what the marks are. I know the marks are, you know.
Yeah, it looks like...
You're not looking at any mark armor unless you've got at least 100-something tokens or something.
90 at the least for decent armor.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand. Well, I guess I do understand. I was about to say, I don't understand why there's a different style of armor. They all look the same. And they all have, you know, why would you get the lesser one? But the stats are a little different for each one.
Maybe they cost less?
Well, they cost less because they're not as good. You know, like the bows.
Yeah, because I really don't see myself getting any mark armor anytime soon. I mean, I haven't really been...
As far as I'm
jumping
concerned...
Jumping on the mark... instances. You mean I'll go with people I know that say, "Hey, I'm you know, really." And if I know them, I'll go. I mean, I went. That's how I got the bow.
No, I go with I go do the daily.
Yeah.
The never ending mended of the sundered lands or something like that. I'll do the daily, but I'm not breaking my back.
But that's how I got the bow the other night, some arcane masters were going to the library, and I was like, sure.
Yeah, and that's great.
I'll go.
And that's
I've done the library before, so it was like, yeah, sure, yeah. No problem.
And,
yeah,
and that's great if you have friends lined up and stuff like that, but, you know, if you don't have a lot of friends lined up, or you're sick or whatever, and you have nothing else to do, by all means, do the battlegrounds. You're in a group automatically, and whether you win or lose, you get a token. So it's not like, you know, getting the mark missions and stuff like that and then fucking it up and then, you know, well, I have to wait until I get another group to get in there. No, with the battlegrounds, you automatically have a group.
True.
I'm going to link these. These are the 3 breastplates.
Let's see them.
That are available to me. Well, like I said, these are chain.
Yeah.
So these are for the rangers. I'm not sure. I can't see any of the plate stuff.
So, well, let's see what you got.
So these are the chain ones. The Challenger's Brutalic Grave Feeders Mail and Brutalic Chain. Let's see. If I had to choose out of the...
Well, the Challenger's Brutastic Chain Vest.
I'd have to go with that one.
Huh?
I would definitely have to go with the Challenger's Brutalic.
Yeah, just because the stats are higher for starts. Wow, look at the elemental noxious and arcane.
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice.
Yeah, and like I said, here. And like I was saying, the lesser of them, the Brutalic Chain, is the less expensive. That one's 70.
It heals you and inflicts poison on the target.
Mm-hmm. And the Challenger Brutalic is, where is the Challenger Brutalic?
Let's see what it looks like.
That one is 110.
That is really just sort of plain.
Yeah. The Brutalic Chain actually looks better as far as I'm concerned.
Wow, that's really just nothing, is it?
But that's really just the pattern that we got with the Sundered Frontiers. You know, that quest armor we were seeing.
I like the brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the brown looks a lot better than the blue does.
Because it gives it more definition, and it gives me boobs. And it looks like the top sort of, well, with my, you know, I'm a dark elf right now, so the grayish skin sort of.
Mm-hmm.
And the, there's not much difference between that and the, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Grave feeders. Let me bring up the Brutalic again.
Yeah, the Brutalic and the Gravefeeders have the same graphic.
Yeah, there's no change. So, link me the rest of the outfit. I'd like to see it.
Of which one?
Well, you might as well go with the Challengers.
I'm not
going to
link all of them. There's a lot here.
Go with the Challengers, because that's,
all right,
you know.
Okay, challengers. So there's the arm guards.
You know, if I got my skin to match that colored blue, it would look like skin armor. You notice that?
Hey,
okay, what do we got here?
This is something I didn't know. If you hold down your shift button and double click in the merchant window, it'll automatically link. I thought you had to inspect it first. And then the gloves are last. There also
I don't see no feet.
Did I miss the boots?
You missed the boots.
Well, let me see. Boots. Oh, there they are.
Yeah, I don't think I like the leggings much.
They're the boots. And the jewelry merchant has the cloak. Oh, I thought they did. Oh, here it is. The indomitable cloak. That's not a bad cloak.
That's not a bad cloak, but you know the cloak matches the other ones better because of the brown. I don't know if I would ever wear the leggings. Show the leggings. I just don't like the flaps in the front.
Oh, I hate that.
That hood is like, oh my god. And the skulls on the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty nasty looking.
Yeah, I don't like the powder blue, you know? But yeah, there's also a bunch of jewelry that you can get at the jewelry merchant.
Link up the brutalic chain one. Let's see how that one goes.
The what?
Just the brutalic chain. Not the challengers.
All of it?
Yeah. Well, not the vest, just the pants and the rest.
Brutalic chain?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Yeah, I've got it.
If I knew you wanted this, I would have, you know, gotten these links ready.
Sorry. We're having fun. Yeah, I've got a battleground cloak, too. I haven't accepted.
You know, I was just about to say I feel bad for True Flight.
Need boots.
Because I thought he was going Link Dead, but
yeah.
Apparently he's doing the Battlegrounds.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a Frontierman cloak, I think. Now, I like the Brutalic Chain Vest colorization better. The brown and the gray look better than the blue and the gray.
Yeah, I would think so. Oh, you know what? If you want to see what they look like, come on down to Kinos Harbor and take a look at the Sisters of War. They're wearing them.
Oh.
There are three merchants, and they're wearing all three outfits.
Ah, that's
so. There you go. I just realized that.
Let me look in my claims, because there's some stuff in the claims I forgot to get. There's a lot of stuff I haven't picked up. Like, I still need to put my Connect Ding Community Cushion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, I have the Battleground Cloak, too. And I have never, I've never claimed it yet.
Well, go ahead, then.
Well, let me see. Yeah, it's nice. I think that's why I didn't claim it, because I wear the vet cloak at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to like that one. Let me switch back over to Appearance. And link this one. Yeah, I like this one.
Let's see what you got.
The Shroud of the Fate.
Bad link. Try it again.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Not my fault.
And it's... I've got the hood of the Shroud of the Fate, too. That was a... it was an award of some sort. I forgot. Didn't it come with, was it an event award or something at one point? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
looks all
right. Yeah.
And then I have a hood that matches, and I tend to wear that more often. I like the black and the red. I'm into black and red. I don't know why. Except I'm wearing purple and and you know, at the moment. But I like this armor that I've got because it's got this overlay going, and I like it. I've got a set of this stuff on. It's Moonshadow stuff. I'm not sure what zone it drops in, but I really like the look of it. And there's the leggings and the vest, at least. I don't wear shoulders. I like that purple stuff. It matches the swords that I got from the pandas, which is purple. All I can say is, thank goodness for appearance armor. Remember in the old days when everybody looked like a mess? Bad links again? Oh, for God's sakes. Okay, we'll try one more time. I'm bad linking tonight, aren't I? I'll try one. I'll put more spaces in between them.
Oh, if anyone sees Lyra, if anyone sees Lyra, we miss her terribly. I wrote a song about her this year. And
I'm surprised she's not all over that.
I haven't seen her. I mean, Frostville's coming up, and I don't know where she is. I don't know. Maybe she'll wait for the holiday. I don't know. But in the... Talaro's telling me that she was on last night. She and Talaro told Lyra to find me. But in the marketplace, there are cubes.
Again? Are these different?
Well, you know, they say Frosty, Cap, and Unfortunate Elf, but you look at it, and the elves aren't in there.
What? I have one that's got an elf in it somewhere. What are they? Appearance items?
No.
Cosmetic pets?
They're cosmetic pets.
Uh-huh.
And there is not anything in the cube.
I'm looking. I don't see a cube. Oh.
Frosty, Cap, Frostville Cube, and Unfortunate Elf Cube, and I don't see anything in the cube. And I think that we made them.
Let me see. I don't see the unfortunate one.
It's down toward the bottom. It says hot on it.
I'm not seeing it for some reason. All I see is Frosty, Cap, Frostville Cube.
Right. If you scroll all the way down, Unfortunate Elf Frostville Cube.
It's not there.
All the way down.
I am all the way down.
Right next to Zog.
I see Zog.
And you don't see
right next
Unfortunate
to,
Elf.
No, Tomb of... Maybe because I've bought it already.
No, it doesn't disappear if you buy it.
Well, it's not there.
I don't know what to tell you then. I'm seeing
it's not... I've already bought it. I don't know, but it's not there. Let me see. I know I bought one. Let's see if I still have it somewhere. I know I have to. Because I named it Lyra. Uniform, nope. I'm looking in my bank now for the unfortunate. And I know when you call it out, it has it in there.
Hmm.
Oh, I know I have it.
Okay, Domino was saying that the preview window may not show the elf.
No, it doesn't.
Don't know why. That's kind of weird. It's kind of weird, Domino.
Well, let's see.
Reload, Domino.
I know I had it. Oh, this is not good. I'm not finding it in my bank.
I don't... Maybe it's in your Frostfell place?
Not if it's a... oh, it's a summoned pet. That's why I'm not going to find it in my frigging bank.
Oh, it's a pet. Yeah, it's a pet, so it's in your spellbook.
Yep. Okay, so let's see. I've got a few pets. I have a tribal goblin pet.
Well, I've got a lot of pets too. I just don't use them.
Hatch Grok egg. What the hell was that one? Summon Trent sapling.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What was the Grok egg? I can't remember.
I think that's an Aviac.
Let's see. What do I got? Yep. Yes! It's a little Aviac.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Did you hear about what happened to Susan Boyle? Remember Susan Boyle from American Idol?
Yeah.
Everyone was just taken by her voice and stuff. She had a little unfortunate incident on The View last week. Susan Boyle was out producing her new Christmas album. By the way, far too soon to be thinking about Christmas album. Christmas album is one shy away from greatest hits. But, yeah, she was on The View. She was promoting her Christmas album, was doing my favorite Christmas song, Oh Holy Night, and she went hoarse right in the middle of it. Her voice cracked and she couldn't continue.
Ow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ted not saying not American Idol. It was Britain's Got Talent.
Not good.
Yeah, yes, she lost her voice in the middle of it. But that's not good.
My little Frostville cube with the... There's a person in it.
It's changed. Okay, well, like Domino said, it probably just didn't show up in the thing.
It's changed. I thought he was bigger last year.
Now he's actually in the cube instead of hanging half out of it?
Yeah. He's almost too small, guys. Should make him a little bigger. I liked it because he was hanging halfway out.
Help me!
You know? I don't like this at this time.
Aww.
I don't. I liked it because it was... You could see his head sticking out. Now he's all the way inside.
Oh,
it's not as amusing.
Okay, well, Domino says that last year when it was sticking outside, that was broken. He was always supposed to be completely encased.
I liked it broken. Put it back.
Now to continue on the Susan Boyle thing, yeah. I also wanted to point out that at the same time, on the Martha Stewart show, 10-year-old winner of America's Got Talent, Jackie Evancho, did Oh Holy Night with astounding perfection, a voice well beyond her years, and she's 10 years old. I understand she actually did a duet with Sarah Brightman.
Really?
During America's Got Talent.
That's impressive.
And Sarah had nothing but great things to say about her. So that was cool. So, Jackie Evancho. I think she may have an album coming out. I'm not sure.
I gotta do something about this lumbar support that I have back down.
Why?
Here.
What's wrong with your lumbar support?
It moves.
Oh, well, that's not good.
It's Mario.
Oh, God. The cat is still slipping down behind you, huh?
No, he climbs in behind me. He wants to get between me and the chair, so he ends up right in the middle of my back.
Well, you know what I think's going on with him?
What?
I think, you know, you use that flea comb on him almost every night.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're taking his undercoat out. The cat's freezing. I mean, I understand the cat's got a flea problem and they gotta go.
I know.
But
that's right.
I think you might
I
be
flea
taking,
him down.
I think you may be taking his undercoat out.
No.
Because he shivers like all the time now.
Well, I need to do something.
Yeah, I know. Well, we can always shave him.
Then he really will be a you know.
He'll be going around like
kitty.
He'll be going around. You bastards.
But he does. He gets right. He won't lay on the top of the back of my chair anymore.
No. Nope.
He has to.
And when he goes on the couch, he crawls under the blankets.
Well, that's fine.
He's cold.
It's nice underneath the blankets. But damn it. He's like right there.
Yeah, I think we need to go to Petco or. I know Target has
sweater?
Them. Target has them. Get him a little kitty sweater, I think.
Oh, that's going to be amusing.
And then he'll pee all over it. God. What the hell's wrong with that cat?
I don't know.
He gets all relaxed. He's all cuddling. Next thing you know, your lap's getting a little bit warmer than it should be. And he's peeing all over the place. What the hell?
I think he doesn't even know it.
No, he doesn't even know it. He's just laying there and just, oh, I feel better for some reason.
Yes, I know.
God damn cat.
He hasn't done it to you, has he?
No, not directly.
He's done it to Eric.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done it to me a couple times, but I had him on his back and I was working on his paw. paws and stuff.
Alright.
He does it on the kid most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's something Eric taught him.
I don't think so.
Oh.
So, anyway.
So, I have my Frostville elf out that's fixed now, but I liked him when he was broken. Really. It was more amusing.
He was it was all hanging out like,
help! Get this thing off me!
Yeah!
It's not giving me a hug! I can't feel my feet.
But he's small enough to be a Frostfell elf inside, so I guess that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to come up with a new name, because I named it Lyra. I have to come up with a new name now.
Well, what's wrong with Lyra?
Well, because it was a full elf sticking out before. Now it's a little one. So, made him go away. I don't have all pets out that... I didn't realize I probably have, like, two out. I've got my Bristlebane one out. Ooh, Callus Raid. Oh, it's getting freaking late.
So, let's see.
But I was able to bring him out and another pet. So, I had two out. I have my Bristlebane one hidden.
Mm.
Let's see. I mean, just curious. I'll bring out the... Maybe it's a difference between... I don't know where I got my Tribal Goblin pet. I think that was a quest reward. Probably. So, I have my little Trent out. And let's try bringing out the... Gorgon Hatchling.
Hmm.
See if both of them come out.
Hey, you know a little bit more about computers than I do, or I know Urson's on. Maybe he can answer the question. I have ports in the back of my computer that look like USB ports, but they're orange. What's the deal with those?
I don't know.
I don't know either. And I'm hoping someone knows and they can tell me what the heck's up with those ports. Ursa's saying they're probably Firewire. Would it be dangerous for me to plug anything into them? Because, you know, they look just like USB ports. I don't know. Ursa says no.
Well, I can't figure out a rhyme or reason to this.
Mm-hmm.
But I have, like, my Frostfell kitty out, and then I've got my little... Satara that's supposed to dance with you. Mm-hmm. He does. But if I bring... I tried bringing out the Trent sapling and...
Now, some of those are going to only have one. One pet at a time. You can't summon them all.
I know, but it replaced different ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them are under different categories, I guess.
I guess, but I have two out at least.
So, like, I could have my Knight of Shadow's End, which I really wish was bigger. I can have my pet cat. Nope, I cannot have the Knight of Shadow's End or the pet cat out at the same time, because I think those were... both bought on the marketplace. I can have my Wisp, which I'm not sure where I got that from. But I have a Wisp of Air and my cat out. What about Slimy the Slug? Remember little Slimy? I got him in Grob.
I know, I got one too.
Nope, he replaces my kitty. What about the Treant? I think that's going to replace the Slug. But I think you can have your Frostpaw Kitten out at any time. Now, the Treant replaces the Slug. How about the Frostfell Kitten replace the Wisp, actually?
That's what I said. There's really no rhyme or reason to it. You think that
one
would replace the other, but it's not.
I don't know. Gotta be some kind of category that they're just not showing us, I don't know.
because if I summon my Frostfell Elf, I could probably have it out along with the kitty.
Mm.
Nope, it replaced the kitty. So it might be a difference between what you get from station cash and what you've gotten in game.
Could be. I got the Frostfell Cat and Jet's Kettle and Companion out. I don't know what the hell the difference is. Anyway. So what I think we ought to do before you go to bed.
Yeah.
We should group up with a couple people. Say Urson and Talaru if they want to. And it may be True Flight if he's up to staying up.
And do a battleground?
And let's try queuing the group and see if we all end up on the same group in there. What do you say?
Okay, well, I'll meet you in South Kinos where you...
Well, you don't have to be in the same
in the harbor.
Yeah, but go ahead and see these gnomes over here and see what quests they're giving you today.
Okay. Oh, it's nice to have this warm thing behind me, though.
Mm-hmm. Talaru is already in another group. Where is she?
Open it up to the channel.
Well, you have to be all... We all have to be at the same level. So let me see. Let me ask Talaru if she wants to go. Maybe with a friend or something, I don't know. Oh, Ploy on the Guck server says it will auto-mentor to the lowest person in the group.
Wow.
Or it used to.
Now, do all your spells go away?
Nope. But you can't open your... actually, you can open your inventory, I figured out. But you can't change anything once you're in combat. So these gnomes giving you something?
Well, they could. Staying in control. You've been asked to successfully complete a match in Smuggler's Den.
Okay, I think that's
the
same one that I...
And the chances of that are what?
Not good from what I've seen.
I'm not going to take that one. What's the other one?
No, go ahead and take it, because if we do end up winning, I mean, just...
They're both for Smuggler's Den.
Yeah, because it's the day for it.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, I guess Urson's gating down here, and Talaro's not answering me, so she must be AFK somewhere.
So if we go in as a group, will we be attached to other people?
Yes, we have to have a full group for it. And if somebody leaves, then someone else, then a single who's in queue will be brought in. Because I've come in, you know, at the ass end of one of these missions. You know, I've come in and it's like, oh, well, we're done in like 3 seconds, okay. You know, but most of the time I seem to get in right at the beginning. So tell Urson to check the gnomes for a quest here. I mean, we're going to Smuggler's Den. I'm already 11 into Smuggler's Slaughter, that quest.
Oh, my God, Cat!
Tell him to go away.
No, he'll just try and climb back up there again.
And, yeah, make sure you have the gear on that you want on. So here I am. I switched out of my speed, you know, because I normally run at 98.5. I switched out of my speed to, you know, to have a good charm and a good cloak, stuff like that. And then I went to a random queue, and I ended up at the Capture the Flag, where speed would have been nice. And they couldn't switch back. Okay. So
what do we need? Three more?
Well, don't have to.
Well, how can we get queued if we don't have a full group?
Well, the ones that are in our group should stay together. That's what I want to check. Okay. Well, I'm not going to be able to do this and do the show at the same time, so let's go ahead and start up the ending shtick. Oh, Matharius wants to come with us. So I have absolutely no problem with that. Matharius.
Okay.
Matharius is... Oh, he's in another group. You have to drop group there, Matharius. And if your wife wants to come, that's fine with me, too. Okay.
Try now.
Matharius. There we go. I know his wife plays, too.
Well, this ought to be interesting.
And Matharius,
I have
tank,
not done
so.
The battle. I beta tested the battlegrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, you know, the first couple times it was a little frustrating.
You know what we
but
need?
But after that, I had fun.
Okay, we have me and you for DPS. We have Urson for crowd control. We have Matharius, who's a tank. We need a healer. We really need, so if any 90 healers want to come with me that are on the Utonia Vale server, send me a tell. We need a healer. I think Matharius' wife is a healer, actually.
Combat with exploding stations.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start.
Tony's trying to talk Domino into Battleground trade sky.
Oh, God.
Oh my god, that would be funny.
Okay, I think that's it for the Jungle Silverwing show this week. So we're going to go ahead and just start up the ending shtick here. We'll let you guys know how the Battlegrounds things go later. And we'll talk to you next week. Next week, our guest will be Greg Rothgar Spence, head programmer for EverQuest 2.
And we're going to string him along. No.
Yes.
He's going to probably be tired of talking about strings.
Mm-hmm.
Light strings.
All right, folks. Talk to you later. Just a little bit of a show for the 30th of November. Remember, the City Festival will be in Hollis tomorrow. Hollis tomorrow. If you want insight on the new stuff coming to the festival, go to kithcore.org. I went ahead and posted the new items, the new torch, the new display counter, and the door.
He'll actually
Hollis.
Be on tonight at midnight.
What's that?
Tonight at midnight.
Who? Who, what? I don't know what you're talking about.
City Festival.
Oh. Well, every time I tell someone that it starts at midnight, it never does. So I don't tell people it starts at midnight. All right, folks, starting the ending shtick. Talk to you next week. I'll have this podcast up in a couple days.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheese Aunt Nibblebun!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, two badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkwin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.